I'll give you rent.
Jesus.
you rest. I will give you rest.
Yes.
We needed that. We needed that. Yes. Yes. I will give you rest. Yes.
Thank you, Matt.
When was the last time you had some good rest, some true rest, some peaceful rest? Well, this third Sunday service, September 17th, 2023, of Let's Do a Radio with Reverend Carolyn Williamson of Yakima, Washington. She speaks on how Jesus gives you true rest, taken from Matthew 11, 28, 30. You know, 28 says, come unto me, all you that are labor and are heavy laden. And you know what? I, not the girl next to you, not the one next to you, I, not the person down the street, not the one over in Dubai or Africa or anywhere else, but I, Jesus Christ, will give you rest. So call in, tune in, join in on the air, and become a part of the Let's Do a Radio congregation. And in case you miss or want to hear an episode again, go on demand to www.blogtalkradio.com/ Let's Do a Radio. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/ Let's Do a Radio. And to sow a seed to keep Let's Do a Radio congregation on the air, you can sow a seed to Let's Do a Radio to $ISEVALCOUR or the Venmo at MZ-INEZ or through Zelle. And that's my email or telephone number. You know who I am your hostess, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anaisaku Designs, and I'm broadcasting to you worldwide. So, hey, worldwide listeners and congregation, so please, please, please put your hands together and give a spiritual round of applause to Reverend Carolyn Williamson out of Yakima, Washington. Yes. Amen. Reverend Carolyn.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Glory to God. I give God the glory today for this gracious, beautiful, wonderful day all over the world. God has kept us.
Amen.
I am from greetings out of Yakima, Washington, to the listening audience. It is good for us to be here. Hallelujah. Anywhere the Spirit of the Lord is, glory to God, there is liberty, there is freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good place to be. Glory to God. So I welcome you today. Put your spiritual ears on. Hallelujah. Open up your heart.
Amen.
And allow the Spirit of the Lord to speak to you, to minister to you, to encourage you, to strengthen you, challenge you, whatever you need. I want to let you know, hallelujah, Jesus, he gives you true rest. Amen. God bless you. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen. While you're still in that spirit, Reverend Carolyn, do you mind doing an invocational prayer? And I will do the scripture after.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come today recognizing, acknowledging, confessing that you are God and that there is none other. Father, we thank you for this time to lift up your son, Jesus, oh God. We pray, dear God, that you will move, that you will speak, that you will do just what you want to do. You will say what you want to say. Hallelujah. We are your people, and we thank you, Father. We invite you, hallelujah, we invite you, we invoke your spirit, your presence, oh God, because without you, we are nothing, we can't do anything. So God, I ask right now that you let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be pleasing to you. You speak, you move, hallelujah, minister to us, oh God, hallelujah,
we give you glory,
and we give you praises, and we say, have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. I'm going to read a scripture that you all should know in the back of your mind, up and down, forward and backwards, which is the 23rd Psalm, because we all need rest. And so, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy. Surely goodness and mercy. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Amen. Amen again. Yes. Yes. Amen. One step. Amen. just one step. Yes. Come, all you that are heavy laden and burdened, and he will give you rest. Yes, he will. But you know what I'm going to talk about today? This woman of God, Reverend Carolyn Williamson, out of Yakima, Washington, is one person who tells it all, and she doesn't hold no bars. If it's about Jesus Christ, she's going to tell you about it. If she don't like it and it's not having to do with the will of God, she's going to tell you about it. But today she's going to tell us about something good, and she always does. And you can always go back and listen to anything on the third Sunday, as because when she speaks, and she just will tell you straight up, like that song, by what's that girl's name? I'll have to think about it. But straight up, that's how she does it. No bars held. She will tell you all about Christ. She is definitely a woman of the Most High God. And when she encounters somebody, she's going to talk about God. That's all that comes out of her mouth is God. Earlier she was praising God. I was talking to her on the other side. She goes, oh, I was getting into this. I said, okay, let me go back. So she will talk to people in jails, prisons, nursing homes, grocery stores, homeless shelters, anywhere she goes, she's going to talk about God. If she's in her car, she may have to stop and run out a little bit and get back in her car and start praising God some more. So Reverend Williamson always has a song on her heart. And if she doesn't have one, she'll make up a song. So that's just her. Anything to do with God, that's what's coming out of her mouth. So after this next song, which she's going to sing a little bit of, we will be blessed to hear what God has for her to declare. So Reverend Williamson, let God use you to the most highest. And we have our cheering section in the back. We have the Bennetts with us. So they're in the back with us. So you are not here alone. You also have me, but that's beside the point. So you are not alone. So go ahead and give God all the glory. And let's just talk about what God has for us today from you. Amen, amen, and amen.
Praise
again.
The Lord.
Reverend Carolyn Williamson. Yes.
Praise the Lord. Lord, you made a way. Lord, you made a way. Don't know why, but you did it. Oh, God, you made a way. Yeah, we're standing here. Oh, Lord, not knowing how we'll get through this test. Oh, Lord, but we're holding on to faith. We know best. Yeah. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You've got this figured out, and you're watching us now. Yes, you are. And when it looks like we just can't win, you wrap us in your arms and you step right on in, step right on in. Everything we need, you supply. You've got this in control. And now we know that you made a way. Yes, you did, Lord. When our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over, you made a way. Thank you, Lord, yeah. Lord, we're standing here only because you made a way. Yeah, you made a way. Thank you, Jesus. Now we're here. Oh, God. Looking back from where we've come from. Oh, God. Because of you and nothing we have done. Oh, God. To deserve the love and mercy you've shown. Mm-hmm. Your grace is strong enough to pick us up
And you, Lord, made a way. Oh, yes,
yes,
you did, Lord. And now we're standing here only because you made a way, Lord. You made a way. Oh, yes, you did. So, Lord, we're standing here only because you made a way. Oh, oh, oh. You move mountains, oh, God.
Yes.
You cause walls to fall with your power, oh, God. You perform miracles, yes, you do. There is nothing, oh, God, that is impossible, oh, God. So, Lord, we're standing here only because you made a way. Lord, we're standing here only because you made a way, you made a way. Lord,
yes,
we're standing
yes.
here only because you made a way. You made a way. Don't know how, but you did it. Thank you, Jesus. You made a way. Thank you, dear God. Don't know how, but you did it. Yes, you did.
Mm-hmm.
You made a way one day. You made a way. Thank you, Lord. You made a way. I'm so glad that you made a way. You made a way.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father, once again,
yes.
I come thanking you for this another day. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Master, that you kept us. Hallelujah. Not only have you kept us, God, you've enabled us to go about our day and come to this place right now that we may give you what you so rightfully deserve, that we may worship you, we may praise you, we may exalt you. Hallelujah. We may magnify you. Make your name great because your name is great. Hallelujah. And you deserve all the honor and the glory and the praise. Now, Father, let the words that flow from my lips, glory to God, let them be pleasing to you. You speak, Master. Hallelujah. For we need to hear from you. For if we don't hear from you, God, I don't know what we will do. Hallelujah. So have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask and I pray and I thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our scripture reading today, glory to God, is from the 11th chapter of Matthew, verses 28 to 30. I will read them again. For the hearing, hallelujah, it says, come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden and my burden is light. I want this. Let someone know, let myself, I'm encouraging myself also, that Jesus gives true rest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're in these days now where so many people, hallelujah, are trying to find true rest. Hallelujah. Sometimes even the demands of this life, hallelujah, with family, with children, with work, with others can seem so unbearable, but I want to let somebody know today, hallelujah, without a shadow of a doubt in my mind, that Jesus gives true rest. If you're looking for rest, Jesus is the answer, hallelujah. I find this, that no matter where you are in your life, glory to God, no matter where you've been in your life, no matter what you've done in your life, or even what you're doing right now, God wants to give you true rest. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I come today
to give a prescription. Glory to God. So all who will receive the prescription, I'm taking my own prescription. Glory to God.
Amen.
Ooh, bless the Lord on my soul. Let me just chill out for a moment, y'all. Hallelujah. Because you know that. Let me just say it like this. In line with the prescription, when we are having some issues, health issues, we always look for an antidote. Hallelujah. And sometimes the doctor writes out a prescription. And with the prescription, there's medicine in there to help you get better. Well, this medicine today, glory to God, is to help us get better if you need rest. If you're weary, hallelujah, if you're broken down, if you're weighted down, if you're burdened by all the cares of this life, hey, I want to let you know that God has made a way, hallelujah, for you and I to have true rest. Hallelujah. He wants us to be assured, glory to God, that rest is available, not just rest for your weary mind, for the tired body, but I'm talking about rest in following Jesus. Glory to God. Getting hooked up with Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And all else, he wants us to carry on and live the life that Jesus has died for us to live. True rest is available. How many is willing to take the prescription? Hallelujah. How many is looking for true rest? How many is striving to find true rest? Well, I want to let you know that you can't get rest no other place. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. And you can't get rest from me, okay? You can't get rest from another person. Hallelujah. But Jesus, woo, glory to God, he's the rest giver. Yeah. Glory to God. He is a promise keeper. Glory to God. I'm so glad that whatever he says, he makes good of it. So if he tells you that I can give you rest, you can bank on it. Glory to God. He can give you rest. Hallelujah.
As a matter of fact, before
I go to the text, let me just shout this one out that he says over in 1 Peter 5 and 7. He said, cast all of your cares. Glory to God. All of your weight. All of your burdens, all of your anxieties, all of your tripping, whatever it is, glory to God, that you're going through today. Hallelujah. He gives you a prescription, an antidote. You can cast it on him because he cares for you and I. And so as I look at this text today, I see that, hallelujah, that Jesus, starting in the 25th, he gives thanks to his Father, which sends a point to me, hallelujah, that we should always, as the scripture say, give thanks, hallelujah, unto the Lord.
Yeah.
For this is the will of God concerning you. Now, we know it's not the will of God that you be burdened down, you be heavy laden, you be weighted down with all the cares of the world.
Come on.
But it is his prescription. It is his will, hallelujah, that you find rest, and you can only find it in him and give thanks as Jesus did. He gave thanks to his Father, who is the Lord of heaven and earth, because there were things in Jesus' day that was hidden from those who were intelligent, had their own wisdom, had their own thinking, and they weren't willing to receive Jesus as the Christ. Well, let you know that today we still have people that are wise in their own eyes. Hallelujah. They're intelligent. Their knowledge is from their own intellect or their own research, but they still don't know the true rest giver. Glory to God. They didn't want to accept Jesus as the rest giver then, and there are those that don't want to receive Jesus as the rest giver. So Jesus said that his Father has hidden those things, hallelujah, from those who are wise in their own eyes, hallelujah. Those who are intelligent by their own insight, their own wisdom, and he reveals it to those who are childlike, who are unskilled, who really know, believe that Jesus is the Christ. He is the Son of the living God. I'm so glad today, glory to God, hallelujah, that it's been revealed, because I don't have no wisdom. I don't have no knowledge. I only have what the Father, well, glory to God, gives. But only, only God, hallelujah, Jesus says here, he says, my Father saw that it was right, that it was good, hallelujah, to hide
certain things from certain people who don't want to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. He said, but all things, hallelujah, because me and my Father is one, hallelujah. He knows me, and I know him, glory to God. And my Father, he reveals it, he delivers it, he uses me as his son to give insight, to give revelation to those who know the Son. Aren't you glad you know the Son today? Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm
Amen.
So glad that I know the
Come
Son.
On.
Hallelujah. I'm so glad that I know Jesus gives true rest. I read in the Word of God in John 6:37. He says that those who come to me, I would never turn them away. I would never reject them. I would never cast them out. I would never say, you're not worthy to come to me. Hallelujah.
Come on.
But those who come to Jesus, hallelujah, who recognize that Jesus is the Christ and he's the one that really truly gives rest, glory to God, to the weary, to the broken down, to the heavy laden. He's the one that gives rest. So when you come to Jesus, he won't reject you. Hallelujah. That's good news right there. Glory to God. Not only that he gives you rest, but he receives you. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says that I am the way. Woo, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul.
Hallelujah.
He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And that no one goes to God the Father unless you come by him. You got to go through Jesus. So whatever you need, glory to God, I want to let you know today that Jesus has it. Hallelujah. He has rest for you. Glory to God. He has joy for you. Hallelujah. Unspeakable joy. He has peace for you. That surpasses all understanding. As a matter of fact, I read in Romans, hallelujah, 15:13, that God is the God of hope. Glory to God. And he wants to fill you. Hallelujah. He wants to fill us, fill me with peace. Hallelujah. With hope. And I just say he wants to fill you with joy. He wants to fill you with confidence. Whatever you need today. Ooh, glory to God. If you need rest, he got it. Hallelujah. He wants to fill you with everything you need so that you can overflow. Hallelujah. I don't know about nobody, but I like overflow. Glory
come
to
on,
God.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. I like overflow. Glory to God. Give me everything
come
I
on.
Need. Hallelujah. The songwriter said, what God has for me, it is for me. Hallelujah. So since I know that Jesus gives peace, and peace is for me, rest is for me.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I want it, Master. I want it. Glory to God. And so here in the text, Jesus extends an invitation. I love the fact. Hallelujah. I think everyone likes to be invited to homecomings or to wedding celebration or birthday celebration or family reunion. Everybody likes an invitation. But here in the text, oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, Jesus extends an invitation when he says, come unto me. Come to me, no matter who you are, no matter where you are, what you've done. He is asking you, he's begging you, he's pleading with you that if you need rest, if you weighted down, oh, bless the Lord, if you're burdened down,
he says,
come unto me, hallelujah, all ye who are heavy laden, who have labored. You know, so many people work, and they're so exhausted, so burdened down, so weighted down, they can't keep up, and they're looking for rest. I'm talking about real rest. I mean, we can lay down and get a good night's sleep. And sometimes we lay down and we toss and turn and we twist and toss. And our soul, our mind is just running. Our hearts is racing. But I want to let you know today, hallelujah, with this prescription, hallelujah, you don't have to have your heart racing. Glory to God. With this prescription, glory to God, your mind don't have to be running 100 miles an hour while you're laying in the bed. Glory to God. With this prescription, hallelujah, the prescription that Jesus, hallelujah, give you rest if you come unto him. He said, I will. He said, I will. Not no one else. Your job can't give you rest.
Yeah.
Your family, friends can't give you rest. But Jesus, oh, bless the Lord, hallelujah. He said, I'll give you rest. He said, come, and I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you. See, in this day and time, the scribes and the Pharisees, hallelujah, were putting yokes up on people. They were giving laws and commands of people that they themselves didn't want to and was not going to abide by. And sometimes in this day and time, hallelujah, that people can put yokes up on you to make you comply or have you comply with their agenda and their will and their way. Hallelujah. And it becomes a weight. It becomes a burden. It becomes heavy on you where you can't go on. You don't feel like you don't want to go on. But I'm so glad today that Jesus says in my prescription, hallelujah, in my prescription, I just invite you to take my yoke, hallelujah. I invite you to get hooked up and tied up and, bless the Lord of my soul, and tangled all up with me, hallelujah. Jesus said, if you draw nigh to me, glory to God, he said, I'll draw nigh to you. That's if you want real rest, huh? He giving it to you. Glory to God. But he said, if you hook up with me, huh? Hallelujah. If you take my yoke upon you and learn, hallelujah, from me, let me teach you about my Father's will. Let me teach you, hallelujah, the way you should go. Let me teach you. Let me train you. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Of what my Father says. And then he says, because I am gentle, I am meek, I am humble, I am lowly, hallelujah, hallelujah, in heart. You can find rest, soul. I don't know about nobody. Glory to God, hallelujah. With everything that's going on in the world, we need rest, hallelujah. Yeah, we need rest, and only Jesus can give us this rest, hallelujah. I thought about that. You know, when you think about an animal, hallelujah, and when they have a yoke on the large animal, and he's trying to train the little animal how to follow him, and when he get him hooked up, and sometimes the little one wants to go a different way, and so the master animal, shall I say, hallelujah, will stand still so that the little one will feel the tugging, huh? Glory to God. We'll feel some pulling on them to make them line up. And you know, I found out that when you get hooked up with Jesus and you try to go a different way, hallelujah, he'll just stand still, glory to God, until you find out that it ain't working for me to go to the left, glory to God, but I must go to the right. I'm trying to tell somebody today that Jesus gives true rest. But in order for you and I to receive this true rest, that we've got to come unto Jesus, hallelujah. We've got to accept the invitation, hallelujah, to come unto him. He said, if I get close to him, he'll get close to me. I don't know about nobody, but hallelujah, in this day and time, I don't want to live this life not connected to Jesus. I don't want to live this life trying to go through the ups and the downs and the cares of this world and knowing that Jesus gives me an invitation to come, hallelujah, glory to God, to come unto him, and he'll give me rest for my weary soul, for my weary mind, hallelujah. He'll give me rest for whatever's going on in my life. I can look to Jesus, hallelujah. You can look to Jesus, glory to God. He will give you rest. If you just get hooked up, God Almighty, glory to God. If you just get hooked up to Jesus, he'll make everything all right. I know he will. I know that he will. But all you have to do is make up in your mind, hallelujah. I said make up in your mind. See, when you get to a point where you can't take it no more, and you can't make it no more, and you realize that there is an answer, oh, my God. There is a prescription, oh, my God. And I'm tired of being sick and tired of trying to go through things all on my own and not having any peace, not having any rest.
Yeah.
So I decide I make up in my mind that I'm going to run to Jesus. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm going to run to Jesus. Oh, my God. And,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not just
mm-hmm.
going to take my time getting there. I got to get in his arm because I know when I get in his arms, he'll make it all right. Yes, he will. He'll give me peace. That's a passage.
Peace.
All understanding. Oh, my God. He'll give me rest. Yes, he will. I know that I know. I know that he will because
mm-hmm.
I read in his word that God is not a man, that he's a lie. And whatever he sees, glory to God. Jesus,
Jesus.
There's no other name whereby man can be saved than the name of Jesus.
Mm.
There's no other name by which you can have true rest. There's no other name than the name of Jesus where you can find strength. I read if God is for you, glory to God, who can be against you? I read, we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who loved us and gave himself for me. So all I have to do is trust in the Lord with all of my heart and lean not to my own understanding, but in all of my ways, I just the Lord.
Acknowledge
hallelujah.
Him.
I take it to Jesus. Hallelujah. And he said he'll direct my path. He said he'll guide me. He said he'll lead me all the way. And I don't know about nobody, but I want to tell somebody today, hallelujah, that Jesus gives true rest. And I know many have come. Many have found true rest in Jesus when they got in relationship with Jesus. See, that relationship, hallelujah, with Jesus, it makes the yoke real easy, hallelujah. It makes the burden real light, hallelujah. It makes the burden, hallelujah, as I said, real light. And so whatever you have to carry, you can carry it, hallelujah, without being bogged down and having depression and anxiety, all these things that try to come up on you. Hallelujah. But you need to know today, hallelujah, that Jesus, no name. No matter what you're going through, I read that Jesus want to give you rest. But not only that, he don't want no one to perish, hallelujah, but he want all to come to repentance, hallelujah. See, I found out, I speak for myself, hallelujah, when I was lost in sin. Didn't know that I had a God that was on my side. I didn't know that I had the one and only God who loved the world, loved me, hallelujah, that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus, hallelujah, that I not perish, but I could have everlasting life, hallelujah. When I found out, I confessed of my sin. I repented of my sins, and I turned to Jesus. And so whatever goes on in this old world, I don't let it press me, glory to God. I don't let it weigh me down. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't get weary. Hallelujah. Because I read in the word, be not weary in doing the right thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That if you don't faint, hallelujah, you'll reap the blessings of the Lord. Glory to God. So I don't care where you are, whatever's going on in this world, there's a prescription. Hallelujah. If you need rest, he is the God of heaven. Oh, glory to God. He is the God of heaven.
Thank
you, Jesus. So I give him praise. Glory to God. Because I know, hallelujah, when I was traveling the wrong way, glory to God, he gave me rest when I came to him. Hallelujah. I never would have learned about rest. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If I had never put my life over to Jesus, hallelujah, when I found out, glory to God, that Jesus truly gives rest and how, how I can get this by accepting his invitation, by being yoked up with him, by being in right relationship with him, hallelujah, by seeking his face, hallelujah, hallelujah, by seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness, Lord, that whatever I need, he said that he will, hallelujah, he'll give it to you, he'll add it to you. So I want to let you know that if you want real rest, if you want true rest, come unto Jesus. Glory to God, because he is faithful. He is faithful. He is faithful.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He's a promise keeper. Glory to God. He make good of everything that he says. Hallelujah. Even Jesus himself, hallelujah, said, I got to be about my Father's business. Hallelujah. So you and I, we must be about our Father's business. That's his rest and business. It gives to us. It enables you and I to keep on pressing on in the name of Jesus. It enables you and I, hallelujah, to keep looking to the hills from which cometh our help. This rest, good God Almighty. This rest. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, will enable us to keep working on the kingdom, in the kingdom, hallelujah, while it's day, because we know that one day night will come, and we won't be bold to do no work when we receive this rest, when we become hooked up and yoked up with Jesus. He'll enable you and I to continue to live the life that he died for you and I to have. He said that in his word, I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. He said in his word, he was above all that we will be in good health and that our souls might prosper in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for true rest. Hallelujah, because I'm in relationship with Jesus. All the days of my life, I will dwell in the house of the Lord. I will, oh my God, abide in his word, because his word is truth. And I read Jesus said, hallelujah, know the truth, and the truth will make you free. I'm trying to tell somebody today that Jesus gives true rest, and so he invites you that whatever you're going through in this day and time, hallelujah, you can find true rest. God wants you to have true rest. And that's why he sent Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God. He sent Jesus, hallelujah, to give you true rest. Jesus came down over 42 generations ago, hallelujah. And he went around, hallelujah, doing good to all mankind, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I read in his word that he opened blinded eyes, glory to God. I read in his word that he caused the lame to walk, hallelujah. I read in his word that he said a woman with an inch of blood for 12 long years. I read in his word, that he raised the dead. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I read in his word that he said, my yoke is easy. Hallelujah. And my burden is light. He said, come on. Hallelujah. He said, come on. I invite you. That if you're all burdened down, I invite you that if you're weak and heavy laden, I invite you to come to me, because I got just what you need. I have the answer to every one of your problems. I have the answer. Hallelujah. I can meet every one of your needs, but you have to come unto me. Oh, my God, my God. He said you have to get in right relationship with me by faith. God sent his only son that whoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Thank you, Jesus. Not only do he want you to have salvation, everlasting life. He wants you to have true peace while you live this life that he died for you to have. But one day, Jesus, oh, my God, one day they led him, hallelujah, to the outer court, to the inner court, and they crucify him. They accused him of everything, hallelujah. And so one day they led him up to Golgotha. Oh, my God. They nailed him to that old rugged cross for your sins and my sins. But I'm so glad that even in the midst of him dying on the cross for our sins, for the sins of the world, he didn't stay dead. No, no. He didn't stay buried. No, no. He stayed down there. Oh, my God. It's 3 long days according to the scripture. But he got up. All power in his hand. He rose. Yeah, yeah. Oh, he rose. Good God Almighty, so that we can have rest. I don't know about you today, hallelujah, but I'm glad that I know that he got up so that I can have rest. I can have true rest, glory to God, and that he's the only one that could give me true rest, hallelujah. But not only did he get up, he revealed himself. He showed himself to over 500 disciples, glory to God, and hallelujah. Yes. And he ascended back to heaven. He's sitting at the right hand of his Father.
Yes.
And he is a soon coming King. He is Mary's baby, God's only son. Yes, he is. He is, y'all, the mighty God, the everlasting Father. The Prince of Peace. He is the wonderful Counselor. Oh, my God. He's the great I Am. Glory to God. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and the morning star. Yeah. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He is the peace giver. Glory to God. He gives you true peace. He gives you true rest. He gives you true love. Hallelujah. Unconditional love.
Yes.
Whatever you need, whatever you need. I want to let you know today that God has an answer. That Jesus is a prescription. Hallelujah. To give you true rest. So if you're weary, if you're heavy laden, if you're burdened down, if you don't know which way to turn, if your anxiety is going through the roof, if you're depressed and you don't know who to look to, well, I want to tell you today, look to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come to Jesus. Hallelujah. And he will give you true rest. Make your relationship right with him, because there's no other relationship, no better relationship to have than a relationship with Jesus Christ, because when he comes back, he'll identify you, glory to God, as his child.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He'll say, that's mine, glory to God. And since he's mine, can't nobody take him away from me. Hallelujah. Nobody can pluck you out of my hands.
Come on.
I'm trying to tell somebody today, hallelujah, that if you're looking for true rest, then Jesus, he wants you to have it. He wants to give it to you. But you have to come to him. Hallelujah. You have to surrender your life to him. Hallelujah. You have to say, Jesus, I want what you have. I want to learn of you. I want to know the Father's will. I want to do the Father's will. I want to live the life, hallelujah, that you died for me to live. And that's a life of peace, a life of joy, a life of being revived and rejuvenated, hallelujah, and being invigorated, hallelujah, by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. Only Jesus can give you the answer.
Yes.
Come to Jesus.
Yes.
Because Jesus gives true rest. Hallelujah. God bless you today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 I told you, y'all need to put a seatbelt on because y'all get up and start running and carrying on and stuff and have these tissue. You need towels. You need whatever. Whenever she speaks, you need to be ret to go. She's like a jet plane that just takes off 0 to 90. So when she takes off, you can't hold her back. So I appreciate you, Reverend Carolyn, for that word today. And Pastor Betty's in the background. She's preaching. I'm up here running, having me cracking up in the background. So we have people out there listening to you and hearing you. And Pastor Betty, if you want to come on, because you know you can come on and say something, because you know you want to say something to Pastor Carolyn.
Amen, 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 amen Praise God. Glory to God.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Praise him for that word. My God, was that powerful. Oh, my God, that was powerful.
Hallelujah.
So many
amen.
Need to hear that word.
Hallelujah.
Just bogged
yes.
down with some of
yes.
everything.
Lord.
Don't know where to turn mm-hmm. to get rest and don't
amen.
Know how to get no rest. Don't know who to
amen.
Go to.
That's right.
Jesus.
Amen.
Pastor
Amen.
Said something in that message. I said, oh, my God, if he didn't speak that today, glory to God. You
amen.
Can't stop these over here. These mine. They belong to me.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Glory to God. God.
If the Holy Spirit
amen.
Is burning, nobody can. Jesus, what a word.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
This is a one-stop shop preaching machine. She prays, she's praying, and then she preaches. Pray to get and preach. Praise God.
And she probably plays the piano, and there's nothing that she can't do. When you got God on your
no.
side, and you can do all things. You can do all
well,
things.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So love is his strength. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory
yes.
to God.
Ooh, love you, Master.
Yes.
Thank you, Master.
And, Pastor Betty, after I play this next song, you're probably going to be running on this next song. After I play this next song, when you do the invitation to Christian discipleship and welcome to the family, I know you're getting ready to holler on this song.
Amen.
This is like, when I heard it, like, okay. Okay. Apostle Chris, y'all get ready because this is a song that she, it's like, okay. Okay, here we go now.
Lord, I want you to help me. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me, Lord. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way, Lord. Want you to help me. Yeah. I said, oh, Lord, I want you to help me. This song comes from a time before most of us in this room were even born. A time where things were simpler. Didn't have all the computers. Didn't even have a microwave. I wasn't there, but they told me about it. And they told me that when times got rough, the people knew how to get together and say it like this. While I'm crying, I want you to help me. Come on, choir, and say,
while I'm crying, I want you to help me. Hallelujah.
Yes, Master. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
For
saving me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Master. Glory to God. Oh, thank you. No one like it. Bless the Lord.
Maybe someone listening in tonight. And someone is saying, I'm weary. I'm weary. I'm tired. And I don't know which way to go. I can't get no rest. Seems like confusion is all around. If that's you on tonight, and you've heard the word, you've heard the invitation already being extended to you. He said in his word, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Thank you, Lord.
If that's you on tonight that toss and toil, deal with mind battles, don't know which way to go, Jesus is the answer. All you got to do is ask him, Lord, help me. I need your help, Lord. I don't know which way to go. But, Lord, I just know that a preacher out of Washington just told me that you would give me rest. So, Father, according to her word on tonight,
hallelujah,
I'm going to do like you said, and I'm going to trust in you. In all my ways, I'm going to acknowledge you and allow you to direct my path. I tried, Lord, but I got weary along the way. I tried, Lord, but I ended up just throwing in the towel. Can't seem to make it on my own. That's why Jesus said that he'll never leave you and he'll never
leave
you. You'll know him as a father and you'll know him as a friend. He'll always walk with you and talk with you. It's you that I'm speaking with on tonight. I am praying, even as I am extending this invitation, that your heart is open and receptive unto receiving Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. The question may be asked, what do you have to lose? Maybe you've tried everything else. Why don't you try Jesus? Tonight may be your night.
Amen. Hallelujah.
For your life to make a 360-degree turn on, a change that will inspire you, motivate you, change the very direction that you're going. If that's you on tonight, his word simply says that if you confess with your mouth that I am a sinner, we've all sinned. We've all fallen short of his glory. Confess that I am a sinner, but, and I want to be saved by your grace. Believe that he is the Son of Almighty God, and that God raised him from the dead. By the word says you shall be saved. But tonight, it's simply just saying, dear Lord, according to your word, come into my heart. I'll make you Lord and Savior over my life. Take control of me.
Lord,
I belong to you. If you have prayed that prayer, then you are now saved. And we welcome you to the family.
Yes, Lord.
Of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. He'll give you rest.
Thank you, Master.
He'll give you rest.
Yes, yes,
so much
yes.
going on in this whole world today.
Yes,
young
yes.
people are lost.
Confused,
disoriented. Don't know who to come. Way to go. Which is
my
the right
God.
Way? Jesus is the way.
Yes,
he said
yes,
in his word, I am come on. I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
no man
yes,
coming to
yes.
the Father.
Man, hallelujah.
Yes.
If you've prayed that prayer and confessed Jesus Christ unto me,
hallelujah.
Expect him to begin to show you the way.
Yes.
Get into a Bible believing church or fellowship. Learn of the Lord. Grow and mature in your faith. Get closer to him as you possibly can. God wants a relationship with you. We're not talking about religion. We're talking about relationship. When you got a relationship, you got a situation where you talk to one person and they talk back to you. You love that person, they love you back.
Mm-hmm.
You chase after him, his goodness and mercy chases after you.
Hallelujah.
Hmm. That's a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We thank and praise God for you tonight. Shall we pray?
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Eternal God, we thank you tonight.
Thank you,
Lord God, for hearing our prayer.
Yes,
thank you, Lord, that this night we have decided to make you our Lord and our Savior.
Yes,
we're trusting in you, God. We're leaning and depending on you. From this moment on, we're looking to the hill from what's coming out. Recognizing that all of our help is coming from you, God.
Hallelujah.
Who made heaven and the earth. Lord, we thank you.
Thank you.
For accepting us.
Thank you.
Into your family.
Yes, ma'am.
Whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
Hallelujah.
God in heaven. Hallowed be thy holy name.
Yes, Master.
Thy kingdom come, Lord. Thy will.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes,
on earth
Lord.
As it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive our trespasses as we forgive
God.
Those who trespass against us.
Hallelujah.
And lead us not, Father.
Yes.
But keep us, Lord.
Please, oh God. Please, oh
in
God.
All of our ways.
Please, oh God.
Please, God. Receive us. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
I want you to help me, Lord. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way, Lord. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Yeah. This song comes from a time before most of us in this room were even born.
Yeah.
A time where things were simpler. Didn't have all the computers. Didn't even have a microwave. I wasn't there, but they told me about it. And they told me that when times got rough, the people knew how to get together and say it like this. While I'm crying, I want you to help me. Come on, choir, and say, somebody need some help right now.
Help me on my journey.
Thank you, Jesus.
Help me on my way.
Come on, somebody, and say,
oh, Lord,
I
want you to help me.
One more time, Mother Gail, say,
while I'm waiting, want you to help me.
Anybody waiting on God tonight? Come on. Is that, or why are we going back here? Because then they might not have had much, but they had each other. And now we're living in the day where we're blowing each other's brains out. We got all the worship, we got all the power, but we don't have enough to know to go out in these streets and tell these young men to put the guns down. But I believe we got to go back to a day where we sing together. Sometimes you got to cut the music off and say, well, Lord, I want you to help me. Come on, church, come on, say it with us.
Oh, Lord, I want you to help me.
Come on, put those hands together. Help me on my journey.
Help me on my journey.
Need you to help me, Jesus.
Help me on my way.
Oh,
Lord, I want you to help me.
We got to do it one more time. I see you almost got it. My friends turn their back on me, Lord. My radio is broke, I can't put my worship in. My CDs don't work no more, no. So I get down in the middle of the night, yeah. I say, I came to Jesus. I came to Jesus as I was. I was weary, wounded, and saved. I found in him a rest and belief. And he has made me glad. Help me.
Help me.
Help me.
Help me.
Anybody need help? Say it to him. Anybody need God? Say, help me. I need to tell Jesus. Help me. Help the preacher. Preach the word. Help the mother. Raise them children. Help the school. Educate our kids. Help me. Say, help me on my journey.
Help me on my journey.
Help me on my way.
Help me on my way.
Help me on my journey.
Help me on my journey.
Help me on my way.
Help me on my way.
Help me on my journey.
Help me on my journey.
Help me on my way.
Help me on my way.
Say, oh Lord. Come on, come on, somebody. Come on, somebody, praise them like you need help tonight. Somebody praise them like you need help. I need you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God, yeah. Everybody in the world, praise Him. Yeah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Wonderful Master, wonderful Savior.
Thank you.
Love you, Lord. Thank you for it. Thank you. Thank you for it. Thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Bless your name,
Jesus. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
My
thank
God,
you.
My God.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Reverend God.
Carolyn. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Nothing gives rest like you give rest. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, love you, Master. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I love you, Lord. For your mercies never fail me. All of my days. Glory to God.
That's
I've been held in your hand.
Yes, yes, yes.
From the moment that I wake up, I lay my head.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Mercy of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful.
Thank
you, Jesus. All of my days you have been so, so good.
Yes.
Every breath that I am able. Oh, glory to God. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Yes.
Lord,
yes.
I will sing of the goodness. Oh, God,
yes.
I love your voice.
Yes.
You have helped me through the fire.
Yes.
Oh, God, you've been close like no other. I know you as my Father.
Yes.
I know you as my friend. Hallelujah. And now I'm living in the goodness of God. Ooh, glory. All my life.
Glory.
You have been faithful. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
All of my days. You have been so, so good.
Yes, yes,
with every breath that I have made. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ah, ah. Glory to God. I will sing of the goodness of God. I will speak of your goodness, Lord. Ah. Oh, glory to God. I will witness of your goodness, oh God. Ah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Master. Hallelujah.
Oh, my Lord.
He's better than you to me. He's been better than you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you.
Oh, my Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my Lord.
Thank you, Matthew. I love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. There's no one like the Lord. I worship you. Thank you, Master.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
Oh, so
hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
So
thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Presence of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah.
God is good. God is good. God is good to me. How could I let him down? How could I let him down? How could I let him down? He's so good to me.
God is good. God is good. God is good to me. How could I let him down? How could I let him down? How could I let him down? He's so good to me.
Third Saturday passed already? Or is this the past third Saturday?
Yes, third Saturday passed.
Okay.
This, yeah, we come in fourth Saturday.
Okay. This month has just gone by so fast. So, So the announcements that I have are Tuesday, Miss Inessa will talk about it. Wednesday, we have Bible study. To find out who's going to be teaching Bible study on Wednesday. And then Thursday, let's talk about what the sign is. And that's the 21st, the 22nd, the 24th, as we've been talking about for a couple of months now, is the Men Message Mission Movement, the men with a message on the mission, creating a movement virtual summit with Dr. Monica Jackson is coming up on this coming weekend. So for those of you who have not gotten your tickets yet, you can get tickets to drmonicajackson.com/M4Summit for any tickets or information. It's going to be well worth your while. Friday is the introductions, and then Saturday, Sunday is the actual summit of these 12 men who have been, harassed, molested, some of everything. They've got stories, and they've got wonderful stories. If you want to hear some preview of what has been going on, you can always go back to the August 17th episode and listen to some of the things that they've gone through. So this is something men or women, you know, don't want to miss. So, you know, it affects both men and women. So, again, that's drmonicajackson.com/M4Summit for tickets and more information about this weekend. And, of course, support our Reverend Ronnie Marshall with his music by either purchasing or listening to his music through all music media, CD Baby, iTunes, Amazon, anything you can think of musically inclined. Reverend Ronnie Marshall is on, and if you can't find him, go to Ron Marshall, and Don't Turn Away From God would be one of the songs that you could be looking for, and that may help you find some other songs for him. And to help keep us the radio on the air, show a seed to Cash App, $ISCVALCOUR, or to Venmo at @MZ-INEZ, or to Zelle, which is my telephone number, or email address. And so please do that. Since we had church today, I think we had church every day. If you want, you can always go back, like I said, and listen to this on www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio and listen to this episode and any episode you'd like to listen to or may have missed or want to share with your friends. It's always a pleasure to be here on the radio, and a big thank you to our worldwide listening audience for stopping by, joining in and listening. And if you have a topic, which we've been discussing these past couple of weeks, with some crazy topics, the 14th Amendment Section 3, is Donald Trump really effective? You know, will he be able to be on the ballot? I mean, we've had some kind of interesting conversations, so please join us. Or if you have a topic, you can email me at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. And don't forget to share on all your social media platforms. And usually that's on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We have Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. So come on out and let's talk about it. You know who I've been. Does anybody else want to say anything before I'm sorry? I'm just getting all into everything. Does anybody have anything else to say before we wrap up? Apostle, pastor, reverend, we got all the things. Apostle, pastor, reverend.
No, I don't have anything to say.
Okay.
Thank the Lord.
Amen. Pastor Betty?
Taking a bow break.
Okay, okay. And what about you, Apostle? Chris, do you have anything to say?
Sister Carolyn, Sister Carolyn, keep preaching the word. I enjoyed the word.
Amen.
You're gonna need some. You're gonna need some rest.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. It's me. I've been your host for the evening, Miss Inez, the young fashion designer of Inez Uncle Design, and you heard that wonderful message from Reverend Carolyn Williamson. Getting true rest from Jesus. Jesus gets true rest, and it's taken from Matthew 11:28-30, and that's another one of those famous passages. So read it for yourself so you can get a clear understanding of what was being spoken to you this evening, because it's wonderful. And the thought of the week is, when you run a race by yourself, it is called a race. But when you run with God, it is called grace. So we will have benediction from Reverend Carolyn Williamson, and close out on the song, Reverend Carolyn, benediction and prayer. Are you on mute, Reverend Carolyn?
You know I am. I didn't even hear what you said. Bless the Lord. I'm still in the zone.
Amen. Having benediction and prayer by you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we just come once again. We humbly just admit you, that you are God. We thank you for your presence, Father. We ask, dear God, that you would dismiss us from this phone line, but never, ever from your presence. And dear God, we pray that you continue to keep your angel encamped around about us, because we love you, we reverence you, we adore you, hallelujah, we worship you, and you alone, hallelujah. Bless us and keep us until we come back and join together to worship you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen.
Now may the grace of God.
Amen.
In the presence of his sweet Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let the Son of God with us now, henceforth, and evermore. And we all say, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
I need just a little more Jesus.
everybody, please bow their heads. May the Lord watch between me and thee, while they are one from another, in Jesus' precious name. Amen, amen. Stay safe.
Amen.
Stay connected one to another.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen.
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 Thank
you.
Amen.
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 Thank
God bless you.
Wonderful
all.
Message. Wonderful message.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
God Jesus. Be the
Thank
glory.
You.
Hallelujah.
Every day.
Good night.
Amen. Good night.
Good night.